Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. More hunter management areas in the state are shutting down for the winter. Stay tuned. As the year comes to a close, many of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's areas that provide access to hunters and anglers are closing for the season. Wildlife Habitat Management Areas, or WHMAs, began closing in mid-November to provide protections for wildlife on their winter ranges. Other closures will be happening this month and in January. The majority of WHMAs either close or have restrictions each winter, with most areas reopening at the end of April on into May. These closures help minimize stress-causing disturbances to wintering deer, elk, bighorn sheep, and other wildlife. They also reduce the human and recreational impacts to the forage that supports wintering wildlife. Wildlife habitat management areas are lands that provide crucial wintering habitat for big game and important production areas for birds and mammals. As this habitat is crucial for wildlife during winter, it also reduces the impact of private lands for livestock production. Other benefits include protection of quality watersheds, native plants, and wildlife corridors. The Game and Fish maintains more than 500,000 acres of land through WHMAs. The areas include access to nearly 225 miles of streams, more than 21,000 lake surface acres, and more than 148 miles of road right-of-ways. Closure dates of WHMAs can vary, and some areas stay open year-round, but with some restrictions. For specific area details, be sure to visit the WHMA page on the Wyoming Game and Fish website. That page contains maps, general regulations, and rules governing each unique area. WHMAs provide permanent access for outdoor lovers to fish, hunt, trap, boat, view wildlife, picnic, and hike, except during closures. Camping is allowed in designated areas, and motor vehicles are allowed on designated roads. Each WHMA has informational signs which have specific uses and rules for the area. The Game and Fish encourages the public to use these areas. An interactive map that outlines each of the department's WHMAs, again, is on the Game and Fish website. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.